was reading a reflection in the Magnificat. It's very beautiful. It's about, and so I hadn't heard of this guy before. His name is Jacques, and I don't know French pronunciation. It's F-E-C-H, so I don't know if it's Fe or however you say that. We'll just call him Jacques. And Jacques was born in 1930. He is now a servant of God. But in his, he grew up in a very wealthy family and lived kind of a life of dissipation, if you will. And, just one of those rich families, had a lot of money, but not a lot of love. And so he was always kind of looking for that. And he loved, you know, parties and living kind of the playboy lifestyle. He wasn't really practicing his faith. He was, I think, at 21, he was going to marry his pregnant girlfriend, but then he found another girl he liked better and married her. Or he didn't marry her. I think he just got her pregnant too. So Jacques, though, was going through money rather quickly, and so his family decided to cut him off, and he didn't really like that. So he came up with this plan. He was going to go somewhere in the South Pacific. I don't know, some island or something like that. But he needed some money to do it, and he didn't have any. So he decided to steal it. And so he comes up with some plan to steal. I'm not sure exactly how the plan worked. But anyway, he comes up with this plan to steal this money. And the cops find out. And so they start chasing him. Well, Jacques has a gun. And he shoots one and kills one of the police officers. And so he's arrested and thrown into prison. And Jacques is assigned a lawyer. A Christian lawyer, Catholic, and he introduces Jacques to the Christian faith. When they first started meeting, he would make fun of him and would call him the Pope, because of his faith. But eventually he through their meetings and just through the example and genuineness of his attorney, he has. In prison, he has a conversion, and so he goes. They go through the trial. He's convicted, guilty, and he's sentenced to die by capital punishment, by the guillotine. And so during his last months alive and in prison, he really embraces his faith, and he writes letters to his family, and he tries to establish relationships with his daughters, and it was really very when you see that you see the just the power and the beauty of his conversion. And so eventually he was beheaded, and but now, as I said, there's an investigation into his life to determine a cause for canonization. So kind of the first step in the process is a person is declared servant of God. So he's kind of past that first level of becoming. And so we think about that. You know, here's a guy that's, didn't live a very good life, and he's a murderer. And yet now we can look to him as an example in terms of the faith. And I think that it really describes what our faith is about, because I think sometimes we can tend to define others or even define ourselves by our worst sin that we commit, sometimes we see ourselves that way. Sometimes we see others that way. Sometimes we think that God sees us that way. But really what Jesus has come to manifest and to show us is that no matter what sin we've committed, and no matter how horrible things we have done in this life, that Jesus has come to save sinners, and that he has come to share his mercy with sinners. And so the first step for us then, I think, is to be like Jacques, is to really to accept the mercy of God and the forgiveness of our sins. Because sometimes we don't feel worthy of God's forgiveness. You know, we're like, well, I'm a big sinner. You know, God can't love me, or that God hates me, or he sees me as a sinner. And that's not right. You know, the reality is that what Jesus shows us is that God sees us as his children. Yes, we may have messed up, but even when children mess up, we, you know, parents, they still love them. They see them as their children. And that's how God sees us. And so what God wants from us is to accept the reality of his love for us. That's what his mercy is unconditional love for us. And the only thing that we have to do is to accept that mercy, is to say yes to it, to say, yes, I believe that God still loves me, even though I have sinned. And that sounds very easy, but sometimes that can be really hard. And so accepting God's unconditional love for us and accepting that we are a child of God is the first step. Then the second step for us in what Jacques showed is that as God has been merciful to us and has transformed us, then we must see others in the same way. We must see others as children of God and love others as children of God and show mercy to others, unconditional mercy to others as children of God. And that's a hard thing too, especially if somebody has sinned against us. You know, and it doesn't mean that we're accepting inappropriate behavior or we allow ourselves to be taken advantage of or anything like that. But we have to, in love, we have to reach out and to manifest that love of that Jesus Christ has for them. And that's really what we see in today's gospel. The scribes and the Pharisees, they bring this woman caught in adultery and make her stand in the middle. And they ask Jesus, you know, teacher, this woman is caught in the very act of committing adultery. You know, what should we do? We should stone her. And again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to define her according to her sin, that she's an adulteress, you know, and that's all she ever will be anymore. She's defined by her sin. And so we have to kill her. And so what does Jesus say? He doesn't say anything. So they're like, so he just kind of bends down and starts doodling in the ground. And they start to press him on the issue. So Jesus says, let the one among you who has no sin be the first to cast a stone at her. And crickets, there's nothing. They all leave because they all realize that they're big fat sinners too. And they don't want to be defined by their sin. And so they all leave. So Jesus left alone there with this lady and says, does nobody condemn you? It's like, nope, and neither do I. And so God shows her that unconditional love of the Father. But what does he say to her? He says, neither do I. Go now and do not sin anymore. That's always the condition that he wants to have her. You know, sometimes we do, through human weakness, we do fall again. But we want to have that intention of leaving behind the sin, of turning away from the sin, so that we can really embrace the reality of who we are as the children of God. Because ultimately what sin does is sin denies the reality or the truth of who we are as children of God. Makes us something else, or tries to make us something else. It can't accomplish that. But that's what we do, and we're choosing not to be a child of God, or we're trying to choose not to be a child of God. That's what sin does. And so Jesus says, don't do that. That's not good for you. Live in the freedom of the love of God. And so that's what we want to do. So today's gospel is a gospel of mercy. So just as Jacques was able to accept and receive mercy and to show that mercy to others, just as this woman was able to accept and receive the mercy of Jesus Christ, so let us and show that to others. So let us be willing to accept that love and mercy of Jesus Christ, so that we may be instruments of his mercy in the world.